a recording of the March 10th, 2021 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Electric Boardroom.
Well, I have a few seconds, I guess, just to be
three whole seconds.
Here we go. I'm also trying to see if we have one, two, three. Good. Four. All right. It's 4 o'clock, and I'm going to call the Operations Committee meeting into order. And the first item is roll call. And it's probably easiest to do it just by reading off on the list. Director Hollis is here. Director Morse is here. Director Wiggin is here. And Director Chastain is here. So the complete committee is here. And who else do we have? Just so everybody knows who's on.
Jim's on the phone.
Jim, Julie.
Brian, Brian Hickey.
There's Brian. Jim. All right. Lee.
Sam Kaysen is here.
Sam? Okay. There you are. Hey, Sam. Super. We have all the board members here. It's great. And then other people in the conference room is Mark's here, Steve Gerlich's here. He will be presenting with Mark on some of the topic. Of course, Lee's here and Danielle's in the back over there. So the first item is approval of the agenda. Has everybody had a chance to look at it?
Move to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the agenda as written. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? And the agenda is approved as written. The second item is approval of the minutes from the February 10th meeting. Have people had a chance to review those? Hopefully. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I will move for approval of the February 10th, 2021 minutes of the Ops Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved. Second. So it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of the minutes of approval of the minutes of the February 10th Ops meeting, signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? And the minutes pass as written. The next item, persons to be heard. There are no people to be heard other than what we have on the agenda. We have no new business. So we're ready to go into executive session if there's a motion.
I move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25-175(c)(1) and (3), the Board of Directors Operations Committee go into executive session to 1, discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and 2, to discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded that we go into executive session. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We're in executive session. So we're out of executive session. And the next item, there's no new business, so I'll go directly into director comments. And I'm going to start with the ones on the screen, starting with Director Kaysen.
Well, thanks for a fascinating meeting that raises more questions than it answered and at some level. I think that we are making decisions here through this process that are pretty important, and I really appreciate the depth of knowledge that is offered for our consideration. So thank you to all, and look forward to seeing you in person next week.
Okay, and next I'm going to go with the other director that's not part of the committee but is present, Director Henderson.
Yeah, I really appreciate the conversation. I think, I hope flexibility is the approach we go in the future, and gathering as much data as we can to make a decision, which, in fact, you'll change hopefully change a half a dozen times before you get to action. I appreciate you guys being there, and I hope that you become a significant part of the solution to this adventure. Thank you much. Good day.
Thanks, Jim. Director Morse?
Sure. I'd say there are some meetings and events and decisions where I'm so grateful that board oversight is a team sport. And I certainly feel that way about today. And I am grateful for the breadth and depth of experience that the board collectively brings to topics like these and the quality of the questions that we have, and appreciate the access to the information and the opportunity to do the deep dive in the operations committee. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks, Rachel. Director Wiggin.
Good meeting. Thanks to Mark and Steve for the technical summary or detail. And I appreciate all the contributions of my fellow board members. It does raise a whole bunch of questions about being in the gas and potential oil business. And we'll have to talk about this one again. But that's all I've got. Thank you all.
Thanks, Mark. Director Chastain.
Yeah, thank you. Great meeting. I'm super happy that we could actually commit to a single issue in an operations meeting. And this was the best, most important issue, I think, of the moment for us to be starting to talk about. I knew it was a big topic. So thank you, Lee, for putting it together. And thanks to the consultants. Thank you, Mark and Steve, for the really good information. It does raise probably more questions in my mind and, you know, puts even a further imperative to continue to talk about this. So I hope we keep it on the forefront and have more of these kinds of discussions on this particular topic to keep it going, because it does seem like, you know, the impetus and the timing is definitely there to keep it a priority. So thank you. And thank you very much to my fellow board members. I really appreciate the board members that are not even on the committee showing up for these meetings. I think it's super important. And it's just one of those topics. It seems like every topic that we talk about in the ops meetings is important for all the board members to hear about. So thank you for taking your time as non-committee members to show up. So I appreciate it. Thank you. Great meeting.
Director Hollis.
Well, I think the only thing I can say is ditto to everything that was just said. But I do want to, in particular, give thanks to Mark and Steve for taking the time to educate us and lay out the options. That's really critical for us to understand what the needs are here and help us in moving forward. So I personally look forward, and Lee, thank you for your contributions as well, but I personally look forward to the next step in this. I think it is exciting, and as Director Chastain said, it is a priority, so I know we will want to keep it a priority until we have those decisions made that you need made to move forward. So thank you.
All right. Thanks, Harold. Lee, did you want to say?
Yeah, I just, you know, I really appreciate the feedback from the board. It's very important in our negotiations to know where the board's coming from. So I think this has been very valuable. And I will tell you that when we sit down, it's not just Mark and Steve. We've got more team members around this table that we bounce ideas off. And before Mark goes over for negotiations, we have sessions and, you know, we talk about all the alternatives. And so we do have, you know, a good group that is helping and doing a little bit of groupthink, I think, trying to figure out all these questions and trying to get Mark all the information he needs to and the tools he needs to negotiate as best as he can. So I just want to tell you that we do that behind the scenes.
Yeah, thank you, Lee. And, you know, I can't say more than what has already been said out there. You know, it's definitely, I understand it's you, it's Mark, it's the whole team, team approach. I appreciate Steve for spending your evening with us. Found it very interesting, and all the board members, all of them, including the non-committee members here. So thanks, everyone. And I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
And so we are adjourned.
Thanks. Good night. 6:30, right on the money.